dating, educating themselves, and doing almost everything that they do in the real life, but on this one as well. And looking at the demographics, right now it's a very exciting world. It's increasing all the time. Right now, 100% of all the Swedish youth are online, living in this world every day. 100% of everyone between 16 and 24. And 100%, that's quite a high number. You can't really get that much more. And what's perhaps even more interesting and scary, it came out in a survey about a month and a half ago, that about 50% of the Swedish four-year-olds are also online every week in this world. The most popular stuff to do is easy games and also kids' shows on YouTube. But they know all the interaction, they click around and just feel as home as no one, anyone in this world. But looking at the demographics, we can't just look at the way that we do it in a traditional way with age and sex and stuff like that. But the absolute majority of people in this world are the viewers, the ones that are just looking at the information, taking it in and surfing the web. But there's also a large portion of reviewers, the ones that are daring to get into interact with this world, to review articles or products and vote on different issues and stuff like that, and just barely get in there. And of course a small portion is the contributors, the ones that are really blogging or uploading pictures and videos and just filling this whole world with content. Because content is the mass of this world. This world has a mass in the same way as we do. But in this world, it's megabytes. And right now, this world is about 800 million gigabytes, or 800 billion gigabytes, which is, I don't even know how much that is. It sounds like a lot. And it's growing tremendously, about 60% last year. And if we would compare that mass with the real world, it would be the equivalent, that's a hard word to say, equivalent to 50 moons of new mass added every year. And it will double itself 44 times within the year 2020. So if we think that we have a hard time right now, filtering and stuff like that, it's going to be a massive amount of content on there. A huge challenge in storage, of course, but also in the whole filtering process and finding out what's great on there.